Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
First caller of the day.
Good morning.
First caller of the day.
What's happening, madam?
Good morning. All right, so I have a funny story to tell. So my wife and I decided that we wanted to do IVF. So we thought, okay, we're going to go online and we're going to look for a sperm donor. So we spent months trying to figure out, you know, who we were going to use. Mm-hmm. And we had thought, you know, so my wife was going to carry my child first. I know, it's a lot of questions. so we were trying to plan out how much to buy. So we wanted to use the same father, multiple children. Mm-hmm. So when I call up to order, I ordered 10 vials of sperm, which was $10,000.
Oh, damn!
That's not the best part. So the best part was not realizing that our first IVF cycle, I created 7 embryos.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to be on TLC.
We have so many questions. You say you called up and ordered them. How do they come? Instacart? Like, I don't understand. Who are you ordering them from?
Honestly, it was probably the funniest experience. It was literally like Amazon. Like, you're shopping through a cart. And we successfully have a 6-month-old boy.
Nice. Very nice.
So my wife carried my child.
Yeah.
And now we currently have 5 more embryos and 8 vials of sperm. But the best part is you can actually return it at half off.
Could you imagine looking at your app and you're like, he's going down the wrong street. He's going down the wrong street.
Can you explain the process of choosing sperm? Because I'm curious what your qualifications were.
So we went through California Cryobank. Uh-huh. So you literally just go through and you just pick and choose. They only have baby pictures, and that was the tough part because obviously you have to kind of guess what they're going to look like. But it's everything from their handwriting to them talking to their, you know, family background. Anything you could possibly think of, where they're from. But, of course, you just can't see what they look like as an adult.
Wait, hold on. Do the prices fluctuate based on how valuable people
could
are?
You imagine?
You know what I mean? Like, if they came from a really crappy family, it's like $10. Yeah. You know what I mean? Did it?
I don't know. I know that they're very specific in who they choose. And he had 13 vials. And as I was on the phone, a couple sold. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. We're going to buy all 10. And we did.
That is crazy.
Yes, I didn't know it really worked like that.
Well, congratulations.
I didn't know either. And it was honestly, it was so much fun. But nobody knows any of this. And then the crazy part was, like, we're married. We've been married since 2019. And we both had to adopt him, even though she carried my biological child.
Wow.
Really?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot.
Listen, when that baby gets older, you know how people always, you know, joke around and say, ah, how much money have I spent on you, blah, 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 all the stuff parents say to kids. You legit could be like, this was my bill before you were even born. Look at this.
And insurance doesn't cover it either for
my God.
So, yeah, yep.
Wow. All right, so Melissa, which one of us here on the morning show between Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa is the most likely to order a child through Amazon?
I'm going to go with Pebbles.
There you go. By the way.
Prime Day.
Thank you. Congratulations, Melissa. Do you know my wife volunteered my sperm for her friend her friend's single. And she was the other, we saw her a couple weeks back and she was like, you know what? She's like, how old is she? She's about 30, maybe 31, maybe 29, anywhere between 29 and 31. So she was like, if, you know, in the next couple of years, if I don't, you know, get married and get pregnant or whatever, I'm just going to have a baby, you know, on my own. And my wife was like, cool, if you want, Ramiro will do this. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. She didn't even ask me.
She volunteered
what?
Me.
Well, because she knows you got super sperm.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, but.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can separate.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, because that means, so wait, so.
That would be my kid.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and
I would
know. Would have another sibling.
Yeah. That's why, one reason why I never did the sperm donor thing.
Yeah.
Because that's easy
knowing
money.
That, yeah.
But, although, wait a minute, because I saw Leroy perk up over there when he heard $10,000.
Yeah, Leroy. But imagine Leroy, you check in, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, nobody's gotten your sperm yet, man. Nobody wants it.
Oh. he's on the bargain bargain shelf.
You know,
of sperm.
When you go to Bernie and Phil's and they have the
clearance rack.
They're like, these couches have scratches in them and stuff like that. Like, imagine like you're in that. They're like, you're the discount on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Well, my eyebrows did raise when she said 10,000. But then I thought, I'm like you, Ramiro. Man, I would want to be involved in my kid's life. So,
I'd be like, who out there has my child? Right. And like, God forbid you see a kid and you're like, you see like one of your traits.
Right.
Like,
you know, right.
Like, is that my kid?
I'm guessing there's some sort of clause they have to sign that they will not contact people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
But so, I would want to know.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332